A California woman and Boonville man have been charged with felonies for alleged incidents that have occurred over the course of a couple of years in Cooper County. According to a probable cause statement filed with the Cooper County Circuit Court, on January 6, 2017, a deputy with the Cooper County Sheriff's Department was dispatched to an area school in reference to juvenile victims telling school officials that sexual assaults had occurred at the victim's home. Upon speaking to the victims, they reported that their mother's boyfriend, 47-year-old David Orton, had been sexually assaulting them over the past 2 years. The victims also stated that they told their mother, 31-year-old Danielle Flynn, on multiple occasions that the assaults were going on, but she allegedly did nothing to stop them. According to online court documents, Orton has been charged with 2 counts of an unclassified felony for statutory sodomy in the first degree. Flynn has been charged with 2 counts of a Class D felony for endangering the welfare of a child, creating substantial risk in the first degree first offense. Bond for Orton was set at $150,000 cash or surety, and bond for Flynn was set at $5,000. A preliminary hearing for Orton is scheduled for 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 14th, and Flynn has an arraignment hearing scheduled for 1 p.m. on Tuesday, April 4th, both in the Cooper County Circuit Court in Boonville. A burn ban that was in effect until today in Saline County has been downgraded for the next week, but there's still plenty of cause for alarm. Marshall Fire Chief and Saline County Emergency Management Agency Director Tony Day, who was at the meeting of the Saline County Commission today, says the little bit of rain the county received yesterday helped, but conditions are still ripe for outside fires to get out of control over the next several days. So he asked for the commission to okay an updated request.
We're going to have a fire advisory because the weather for the next 2 or 3 days is still going to be windy and dry. I recommend no burning at all. Recreational fires are probably fine in barbecue grills, but it's just the weather's still going to be windy and dry for the next few days. There's a chance of some weather coming in this weekend. We'll see what happens. I recommend we do it for another week. Just a burn advisory till next Tuesday, and we'll revisit it.
Day says firemen in the county responded to several outside fires which got out of control over the weekend. One of the fires wound up costing an area farmer a farm vehicle.
Yeah, it was a tractor. It was actually using a brush hog, and the tractor actually caused the fire because of the exhaust. But it is dry, so it got some buildup around the exhaust and caught on fire, and they burned up the tractor.
The commissioners voted to implement Day's recommendation of a burn advisory until Tuesday, February 28th. At that point, commissioners will revisit the situation. And tonight, the Marshall City Council is scheduled to hear the second reading of an ordinance, then further discuss and possibly approve a contract between the City of Marshall, Marshall Municipal Utility Board of Public Works, and Fletcher Reinhart for the purchase of 270 electric meters. The council also is scheduled to give an update on the purchase of body cameras for the police department. There also is a closed executive session scheduled for legal, leasing, and real estate matters. The meeting is scheduled to start at 6 p.m. at the City Offices Building located at 214 North Lafayette Avenue. KMMO News Time is 5:35. Elizabeth Deere, age 97, of Marshall, died yesterday. Funeral arrangements are pending at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall. A celebration of life gathering for 67-year-old Joyce Vaughn of Sedalia, who died Friday, will be from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia. No visitation will be held. Burial of her ashes will be at a later date at Hickman Cemetery in Clarksburg. Funeral service for 79-year-old Hyda Ferguson of Glasgow, who died Sunday, will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Fremont Freeze Funeral Home in Glasgow, where visitation will be from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight. Burial will follow tomorrow's service at Lewis Cemetery. Funeral service for 73-year-old Henry Gary Manson III of Arlington, Texas, who died Friday, will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Brunswick. Burial will follow at Elliott Grove Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight at Brashears Memorial Chapel in Brunswick. Funeral service for 91-year-old William Henry Keetron of Henrietta, who died Thursday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Foster Funeral Chapel in Carrollton, with visitation starting at 10. Burial will follow at Evergreen Cemetery in DeWitt. Funeral service for 64-year-old Bruce Michael Job of Pilot Grove, who died Saturday, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Pilot Grove Community Church. Burial will follow in the city cemetery. Services for 71-year-old Barbara Louise Nevert, formerly of Armstrong, who died Friday, will be at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette. Funeral service for 74-year-old Emma Goyette of Sedalia, who died Friday, will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday at Fox Funeral Home in Coal Camp, with visitation starting at 10. Burial will follow in Crown Hill Cemetery in Sedalia. Funeral service for 90-year-old Frances Lynn Hayes of Stett, who died yesterday, will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, with visitation starting at 10. Burial with military honors being conducted by the Ray County Veterans will follow at Richmond Memory Gardens Cemetery. A celebration of life service for 67-year-old Patricia Cunningham of New Franklin, who died Saturday, will be at noon on Thursday at Davis Funeral Chapel in Boonville, with visitation starting at 10. Interment will follow at Mount Pleasant Cemetery in New Franklin. Graveside service for 91-year-old Doris Lucille Fultz Elwick of Concordia, who died yesterday, will be at 1 p.m. on Thursday at White Chapel Cemetery in Wichita, Kansas. No visitation will be held. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia is in charge of arrangements. Memorial graveside service for James Donald Monroe of Marshall, who died today, will be at 1:30 p.m. Thursday in Ridge Park Cemetery. No visitation will be held. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 93-year-old Bernadine Stockman of Armstrong, who died today, will be at 10 a.m. on Friday at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Glasgow. Burial will follow in Washington Cemetery. Visitation with prayer and rosary service will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday at Fremont Free's Funeral Home in Glasgow. Mass of Christian burial for 85-year-old Mary Ellen Barnes Thompson of Marshall, who died yesterday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday at St. Peter Catholic Church in Marshall, with visitation starting at 9:30. Interment will follow in Ridge Park Cemetery. Funeral mass for 80-year-old Mary Schmidt of Alton, Illinois, who died February 17th, will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday at St. Andrew Catholic Church in Tipton, with visitation and rosary starting at 9. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Meisenheimer Funeral Home in Tipton is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 55-year-old Lawrence Dale Gilpin of New Franklin, who died on Sunday, will be at 2 p.m. on Friday at Marklin Yeager Funeral Home in New Franklin, with visitation being held from 5 to 8 p.m. on Thursday. Burial will follow Friday service at Mount Pleasant Cemetery in New Franklin. Funeral service for 92-year-old Mildred Anderson of Glasgow, who died yesterday, will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Fremont Free's Funeral Home in Glasgow, with visitation starting at 10. Burial will follow at Ebenezer Cemetery in Beauregard. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yaunt.